quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are listening to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the Encina Coast Salish territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking peoples and the Squamish-speaking peoples. Typically Tuesdays is produced on Encina Coast Salish territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking peoples and Halkomelem-speaking peoples. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and I hope you enjoyed that first track that we got going on today's show. That was Somebody by kind of honestly pretty depressing sounding, but at the same time, very bangerific in the melody. And you know, I love a song that hides its sad lyrics under cool melodies. That's me, and that's how we do it here on Typically Tuesdays. Today's playlist, well, today is a Music Monday. Again, I'm really into Music Mondays these days, but today's Music Monday is all in celebration of Black History Month. This playlist is gonna be everywhere. It's gonna be like a lot of different genres and we're going to be doing plenty of CanCon. There's obviously some great FemCon in there, great QueerCon in there as well, staples of Typically Tuesdays, to be honest. And there are going to be musicians in here who I've never had the chance to showcase on Typically Tuesdays, maybe because like it's a little bit harder to share their music on a daytime radio show, but also potentially because, like, you know, these are musicians who I've just gotten into and I can't wait to share their songs with you. But of course, there are going to be plenty of people who I have loved for a long time and who have released new stuff that I can't wait to share with you. One of them being a veteran here on Typically Tuesdays. Check it out. This is Shaylia's newest release. Here's Ready. Heavy on my conscience, knowing what you hold on. That will give me water when I need rivers flowing. Look what we started while we dancing around.
already do it our way. No, me say this love not play. And I just want you to know, where you go, I follow. If good love it, it's a crime. Call the popo, I'll do the time. Time, 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 time. Cause you're on mine. I'll be patiently waiting.
Shade Owale's Joe, remixed by Chris Stath on the Dub Mix here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Pierre Quenders, Lady Donnelly, and Gafachi with Every Day. He's got a new album coming out very soon. Very excited for that. But first, here is more music for you on this Black History Month playlist, sharing the iridescent colors of Black music. Here is Amarasu on Masha Mars' Cherry Cherry.
Yeah. This is Bird Note. Bedecked in elegant white feathers and a long, slender neck, the great egret is a gorgeous bird. But don't let their stately demeanor fool you. Great egrets are fierce predators. Just listen to that ferocious call. Standing over 3 feet tall, great egrets can be found wading through fresh and saltwater wetlands on every continent except Antarctica. They stand unnervingly still while scanning for fish, amphibians, and small mammals, dealing a quick, lethal blow with their dagger-like bills. You may also spot them high overhead as they glide between their hunting grounds and favorite roosting spots. During the breeding season, both males and females grow long, frilly feathers called aigrettes, which is where they get their names. These luxurious plumes were once so prized that great egrets were nearly hunted to extinction in the late 1800s, until conservationists banded together to outlaw their killing. Every great egret is an important reminder that our actions can make a difference in protecting birds. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Nothing Grows Here by Special Interest. Before that, you heard Tony Talks featuring Ocean Kelly with Work here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to a Music Monday. It is a Black History Month celebration Music Monday, showcasing the incredible talents and artistry of Black musicians from across many a different genre. I was so excited to share Work with you, because let me share some Typically Tuesdays lore. I actually don't know a whole lot about Tony Talks. He seems like an interesting person, and I'm going to be listening to more of his music. It appears he is like a person who makes funny music on the internet. And it was a fun track. I enjoyed that. But when I saw Ocean Kelly on this track, I needed a moment to prepare myself. Let me give some flowers over to Ocean Kelly, who is probably one of my favorite musicians that I've been listening to for the past couple of years. I haven't had, and this is the reason why I was so excited, I have not had the chance to share his music on Typically Tuesdays because all of it is explicit. Every single song on his discography, I think, is explicit. But he's an incredible producer. He's so good at storytelling. His lyrics are so fun. And they're really like, they really get to your tender heart. I really, really recommend listening to his album, My Dolphin Has a Virus. It's like about his journey finding sobriety and being queer and being a musician and trying to like pull himself out of a dark place. And it is hit after hit after hit. He is able to like blend these like seemingly, when you think culturally, they're seemingly pretty divergent, like, you know, the sounds of like a lot of like queer club music, queer house music, and also ballroom music, to like really like rich storytelling in hip hop and rap. And it's just so well done. So I have to say, I really did have a bit of a fangirl moment when I first listened to Tony Talk's work. And when I saw that it wasn't explicit, oh my goodness, you have no idea how I felt about that. Just like astral projectiling in the best ways. So I really hope that you enjoyed that track. You know, one of the difficulties of being a daytime radio host is that like there are a lot of songs, unfortunately, that I think are so good that really deserve to be highlighted by your everyday radio listener, but I can't share the music because of broadcasting restrictions around language. So I was so excited to be able to bypass that barrier. If you are a person who's okay with listening to explicit music, parental discretion advised, I guess, if you're a young person, but please check out Ocean Kelly's work. This is really Ocean Kelly fangirl hour, which I don't really, you know, I mean, yeah, it's Ocean Kelly fangirl hour, because, you know, he really deserves, like, he really deserves some great attention, and his music, I don't know, is probably not all that played on Canadian radio, so please check it out. But with that being said, you know, we're going to tune into some more music now. The rest of this playlist I would describe as being, like, a little bit more, like, chill in terms of like melodies and tempos and stuff like that, and still there's plenty of that CanCon, plenty of that FemCon, there's some good queer con in there. Stick around and stay tuned. Here is another one of our favorites over here at Typically Tuesdays. This is Dominique Fizamé with Ma Je T'aime.
Peut-être qu'un jour tu m'aimeras un peu plus. Peut-être qu'un jour tu m'aimeras comme moi je t'aime, mais je ne serai plus là pour braver ta tempête. Non, je ne serai plus là, 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 pour te prendre dans mes bras. Non, je ne serai plus là pour toutes tes prises de tête. Non, je ne serai plus là, 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 pour danser avec toi. Car la vie accueille, accueille ceux qui s'aiment vraiment. Vraiment, oui, la vie, j'accueille, j'accueille, j'ai très au gré du vent. Oui, la vie accueille, accueille ceux qui s'aiment vraiment. Vraiment, oui, la vie, j'accueille, j'accueille, j'enlace au fil du temps. Peut-être qu'un jour tu m'aimeras un peu mieux. Peut-être qu'un jour tu m'aimeras comme moi. Je t'aime, mais je ne serai plus là pour braver ta tempête. Non, je ne serai plus là.
This is Bird Note. The Intermountain West was once rich in native grasslands and in grassland birds. One in particular played an important role in the creation story of the Nimiipuu, or Nez Perce, people, and that's meadowlark.
Meadowlark was coming up the Columbia River and told Coyote that there was a monster in the Kamiai Valley.
This is Elliot Moffitt.
In our language, we'd talk about meadowlark, what the meadowlark characteristics were, because they were always talking, you know, and they were passing on information, so they were kind of the reporter.
Meadowlark is a talkative bird. You can often see them singing from the top of fence posts or trees. In this story, meadowlark warns Coyote about a monster.
The monster was eating up all the animals in Kamiai. And Coyote was our superhero, too. And this was before people, so he went there. He developed this plan to kill the monster, and he did. And from the monster was created the Nez Perce people, the Nimiipuu. And you can still see the heart of the monster in Kamiai.
The heart of the monster is a small rocky butte in what is today designated as a national park site in the Kamiai Valley of north-central Idaho. Meadowlark continues to sing there today. For Bird Note, I'm Monica Goki.
Thank you. come again. And you say that you're my friend, but I know why you're here. She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. Do 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 do. People here been talking since we've been apart. When I pass, I hear them whisper, hey, there she goes with a broken heart. Oh, when you see my baby, here's what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it. Hey. Better say goodbye. I think you better go right now, or you might see me cry. When you see my baby, this is what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it.
Wasn't it all so perfect, so perfect? curtain calls. And did I really deserve this? So perfect. Curtain calls. Oh, if you knew, I wish so too. See you real soon. In our own way is how to say goodbye. This in our own way is how to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Putte with To Say Goodbye. Before that, you heard a Jackie Shane song, Any Other Way, and that was covered by Allison Russell and Aya Simone off of the Transa album. My name is Leslie, and even though I have played Jackie Shane multiples of times on radio in my many years of doing community radio, and even though I've talked about her many times before, I felt like it was really important right now to do it and to remind you that Jackie Shane is a really like cool figure in Black history, in trans history, and in Canadian music history. And I wanted to bring her up, I think, because of the really horrific systemic and bureaucratic like bigotry that is happening in the US right now. The ways that transgender people are legitimately being erased from like educational resources of the federal government and all that, and the way that like bureaucratically they're being oppressed with like identification and stuff, the way that this administration is trying so hard to silence and erase any types of celebration for people, centering people who are oppressed and marginalized, such as Black History Month, is, you know, fascism. And it's also like scary and really enraging to see. You know, Jackie Chan, I think, is just like one simple example that I could highlight on the program today. And I mean, so much of her music is really accessible now. A lot of the tracks that she had released, I think in like the 60s and 70s when she was still a singer, have been released in the past couple of years. I think since like people rediscovered her music more about five or more or so years ago. And so a lot of that stuff you can check out right now, and they're bangers. And that's only one place to start with your exposure and listening of Black trans music. You know, I played some Amarasu earlier today as well, but you know, there's a lot of really great stuff out there that is fun, it's engaging, and you know, needs to be preserved and protected and fought for. I mean, again, just like three pillars of like history, right? Black history, trans history, and Canadian music history. If you are interested in legitimately any of those things, or have no interest at all, use her as a jumping off point to expose yourself to more trans music and more Black music. And speaking of which, here's Cadence Weapon, Super Duty Tough Work, and Junia T. Nice try.
Dash cook, might chef the food fast, won't be the diversity in your grand app, can't take my ideas for your trash app, gonna have not, don't want what the haves have, left wing pinko nut job, scream at a politician like you had one job, flipping houses like pages in a catalog, if you want the truth, better check out the travelogues, looking at my squad, we the better and the best, drag Galen Weston by the sweater vest. Renovate my set, then they tell us to invest. Feeling like it's all one big test. Fund a genocide at the blink of an eye. Take their sweet time before they pay you or I. Art watching crime, so we turn a blind eye. Wanna do it through my rhymes? Nice try. Spectacle, attention, economy, stage optics. I push the politic on the stage and stay ply until my show fees rival the global arms sales profits. The dissonance alone will make you nauseous and scream. Moral bankruptcy is the scene. Trauma on your feed, the worst things you've ever seen. And here's Piers Morgan to gaslight you live on screen. Style biting rappers, that's very bland. Real ops collab with the feds, now that's a deadly brand. They disappear when they get the message like Remy Shan. Cause agencies do more than shoot photos, that's no Getty stamp. Celebs ain't even stars in this movie, they guest parts. AI wrote the raps, now that's tech bars. And you know that check's large. Now please stand for the Star Spangled Imperial Death March.
Harrison with Run That Back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Marlowe with Fender Tears off of his latest release, Professional Irregular. My name is Leslie, and I hope you've enjoyed today's playlist. We covered some topics that I couldn't get too deep into, but today's mainly about music. It's about highlighting great music from great musicians who also happen to be Black, because it's Black History Month. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you found something that resonated with you, and you'll check out those musicians of interest. And as we wrap up the show today, I want to encourage you to tune in to more great CJSF programming, like Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon with your host, Charlotte Sista C. Farrell. Her show is about a variety of topics like nutrition and writing and senior advocacy, and you always learn something new off of Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. So check it out. It's Fridays from 10 to 11 here on 90.1 FM, CJSF. Right now you're listening to the final track on today's show. I love this musician. I just recently started listening to him. It's Harrison. You heard him a few moments ago. This is Feels Like Yesterday with Julie LaShaw. I'm Leslie on Typically Tuesdays. I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you.